were called in to the FBI. Every one of those leads will be run out.
Patel says there's no indication that anyone beyond Tyler Robinson was involved in Kirk's killing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities say they've also retrieved a rifle near the campus and analyzed cartridges and say some included engraved messages. This is ABC News. Ride-sharing company Uber facing a lawsuit by the federal government.
The U.S. attorney in San Francisco claims Uber has been routinely denying service to riders who have disabilities and that it's been charging for cleanup after a service animal sheds in a car. A new lawsuit also claims Uber has been charging cancellation fees to disabled riders who have been illegally denied service. The federal government says it wants Uber to modify its policies and to stop discriminating against riders who have disabilities. Uber says it disagrees with the DOJ's allegations and that it has a zero-tolerance policy for service denials of disabled riders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Britain's Prince Harry arrived in Ukraine today for an unannounced visit in support of wounded service members. It's the second time Harry has visited the country. It's among the nation's bidding to host the Invictus Games in 4 years. The sporting competition Harry founded is a Paralympic-type-like competition for wounded, injured, and sick service personnel. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's downtown area is due for a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. Yesterday, the city's redevelopment authority approved several key agreements and millions of dollars of support toward the construction project. The plan is to break ground next summer on a new Green Bay Metro Fire Central City headquarters and 85 units of affordable housing, a project with a $32 million price tag. City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger Sheet Metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City Fire Station and five-story apartment building to be called the Fire Station Apartments. Demolition of many aging industrial buildings on the property started last July. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. Make that 2 wins in 4 days at Lambeau Field for the Pack after last night's triumph over the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title, with last night's game being seen as a preview of this winter's NFC title game. This is the first time the Packers have started the season 2-0 since 2020. Last night's win did come with a bit of a price, though. Coach Matt LaFleur told reporters after the game that wide receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone in the first quarter while catching a touchdown pass that was called back by a penalty. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom? That's one option on the table for the public to discuss this Monday night at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition were found in a backpack at Preble on Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. Monday the 15th at Preble High School. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning 2 games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s.
For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, a low of 63, a lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, a high of 78. Currently, it's 78.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. We're entering the spooky season, but it's always a great time for the Classics 4. In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Pre-dog nights, celebrate local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, Eric here. Hey, good afternoon to you. Looking at the weather, if you're heading to the farmer's market, downtown farmer's market tomorrow on Washington Street, just a couple blocks south of us, you might want to keep that umbrella handy. There is a chance of some showers in the forecast there, so, you know, just to keep in mind. Otherwise, it looks like it is going to be a very nice weekend, and of course, now you got Sunday free because, you know, the Packers played last night. So take advantage of it. There is always things to do. We're getting into the time of like Oktoberfests and things like that. I love the fall and there's plenty of it here in Green Bay.
If you're looking for an opportunity to be heard by the city, one has just presented itself. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th, from 6 till 7 p.m. at Titletown Brewing, you can stop by and chat about what's on your mind with Green Bay City District 7 Council Member and Alderman Alyssa Prophet. This is a new approach for her to get to know her neighbors, and she's eager to listen, learn, and hopefully act on your behalf. Check it out by heading to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. These men and women put their lives on the line for us. First responders deserve our admiration, so thank them for everything they do for us. This from Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. Visit GAGNONClayProducts.com or call 920-498-8549.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM, then advertise.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the darkness bright.
Brewers and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Our final keyword for the contest for the Play That Goes Wrong tickets. I'll have it for you coming up.
In a cafe.
Diana Ross and the Supremes, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall, and here is your Friday keyword for the Play That Goes Wrong ticket contest. It is Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. You want to make sure you're spelling it right, or it's not going to end up counting. So Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, as in Abrams Spotlight Productions, who is putting on The Play That Goes Wrong next weekend. You can open up the Civic Media app on your phone and text us right through there. It is the fastest way to do this. So basically a one-button deal here. Abrams, again, is your word, A-B-R-A-M-S.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders last night. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title, with last night's game being seen as a preview of this winter's NFC title game. Coach Matt LaFleur told reporters after the game that wide receiver Jaden Reed did break his collarbone in the first quarter while making a 33-yard touchdown catch that was nullified by a penalty. Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp was back at Lambeau to see his name unveiled on the stadium's facade, alongside other Packer greats inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sharp appeared to be holding back tears as he thanked the fans before anyone else, saying the fans were there when he arrived and the team wasn't very good, and when he left and the team was well on its way to the Super Bowl, the fans were still there. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges that the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for the schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63, a lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, a high of 78. Currently, it's 78.
That you won't just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It was the symbol of hot rotting culture, talking about the Little Deuce Coupe.
You don't know what I got. She's got a
The grassroots, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. There is still time to get involved for the walk to end Alzheimer's Green Bay. I will give you details on that coming up. Right now, it's Percy Sledge.
Just
The chairman of the board, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Thanks for hanging out with me on this fine Friday. Hey, hopefully you can hang out with us on Saturday, September 27th, just 75 feet from about where I am right now. On the city deck is the location of the Walk to End Alzheimer's Green Bay. There are two courses. You got a 1 mile walk and a 2 mile walk. So, you know, something for all levels. If you want to get involved, now is the time to do so. Of course, with new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and other dementia, it's a time to be hopeful and it is a time to act. You can go to the official website to get signed up. It is act.alz.org. That is act, A-C-T, dot A-L-Z. .org. So act.alz.org. Again, Saturday, September 27th on the beautiful city deck here in downtown Green Bay.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy.
You know what else is happy together? Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, where we're heading up around the bend with CCR. And coming up early next hour, I will hit you with that keyword again to try and score tickets to the play that goes wrong.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet.
Hits because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Thank you. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Sometimes you This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Utah, a 22-year-old was arrested today in the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Governor Spencer Cox says images and video released showing the suspect at Utah Valley University caused his family to come forward.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Calls are growing to stop the political violence. ABC's Pierre Thomas says law enforcement is facing new challenges.
Make no mistake, we're in the midst of an extraordinary time, a challenging time, and what law enforcement is telling me